and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. What? I am here.
I know.
What? Everybody look alive. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Phone number toll free from anywhere. Jim just got here, so there's a little Max and Fred commotion.
Yeah.
A little excitement. The emotional support human has arrived. So everybody's happy now. Don't forget to turn your microphone on, Jim. That seems to be new every day for you. There you go.
Well, I have nothing to say yet.
All right. See? Pearls, Chris. Pearls.
Yeah. We can't miss those.
He's not going to throw them from swine like you and I.
Of course not.
He's going to wait till sexy liberal Carlos L. Rocky is here. By the way, Jim, rave reviews. Is it Nori sent that whole photo album from Phoenix Sexy Liberal?
Yeah, we put a link up to the whole photo album so you can go to
Brewer.
Yeah.
There's that really attractive picture of me imitating Jan Brewer.
Well, when you contort your face into that kind of position, someone's going to take a picture of it.
But you know what? That's the picture Newsbusters is going to use forever. And they're going to say, she called it something. Right? And then they'll find the ugliest picture ever of Hillary. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole liberal women are, you know.
Ugly.
Right.
They'll put Rodney Dangerfield's face over hers. Yeah.
Did I tell you? Don't put that picture. Oh, that's the picture Fox News. You know what, Hannity? Next time he does left-wing hate speech,
it's already up on the internet, whether I post it or not. Once it's up on the internet, it's forever.
Yeah, you can't go, she's imitating Jan Brewer. Anyway, so the point is, they also included a clip of you and Carlos doing dueling Woody Allen's and the Beatles song.
Yep.
And everybody is like, wow, wow, wow.
It was gorge.
Wow.
Totes exactly. Gorge.
Sexy liberal Carlos Sells Rocky will be right there in hour number three for Coffee with Carlos. My favorite improv that Carlos did is we had some, what's the term, some technical difficulties.
Technical times.
Yeah, but the cord on his microphone wasn't long enough, so he was just over there speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
Dios mío.
Ay, qué lástima. Qué lástima, no hay bastante.
And then that was fixed. Yeah. He was able to join the panel. I think it was a border issue because we were in Arizona.
Right.
They were like, we haven't seen his papers. We're not making the microphone cord long enough for him to cross the border into the panel.
¿Dónde están los papeles?
We had hope for that before the show, that our Joe Arpaio would arrest him for the publicity.
Yeah.
Liberal.
Tent City was just a few blocks away.
Right. I had pictured him sort of, you know, hog-tied, handcuffed, pink underpants. So
I think the crowd
panel would be muy caliente.
The crowd would have lynched Arpaio.
I think so.
They're
fans of Arpaio.
Joe Arpaio would not make it through the sexy liberal crowd. Let's see. Robbie was there. Mrs. Robbie Witt. Staff. My boyfriend and I really enjoyed Sexy Liberal Tucson. Totally worth the drive. Or Sexy Liberal Phoenix. Totally worth the drive from Tucson.
Yes.
And they avoided the speed trap because we warned them.
And the haboobs.
Jim, awesome. Mm-hmm. Chris, awesome. Carlos, awesome. John, awesome. Stephanie, super califragilistic expialidocious.
Nerf.
Did she think I would be able to pronounce
it? Shukahabahabahabahabah.
So I think it's been established that all sentient, breathing creatures love Jim Ward, including, look at Maggie the cat. Maggie the cat likes to watch Jim every morning.
We have a cat named Maggie.
Maggie the cat is watching.
You have about 8,000 cats.
Wait,
don't
four.
You?
Okay.
Yes, cats love your show too. As she wanted us to know. Deanna, that's Maggie says hello to Max and Fred.
Aww.
And is mesmerized by Jim, as are most people. Okay. Let's see here. StephanieMiller.com. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward.
Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Or me, Stephanie Miller, like our beloved Julie in Seattle did. Mama, like most logical people, I've heard Chris ask the obvious Keystone Pipeline question. If the Canadians want to sell climate change aggravating filthy tar sands oil, why can't they pump it out of one of their own seaports? Why Keystone? Here's why. Canadians are smarter.
Yeah.
A new poll shows two-thirds of Canadians oppose expansion of oil tanker traffic off the British BC coast.
Mm-hmm.
Only 30% of Americans have the smarts to be against the Keystone Pipeline.
Why the oil good?
Americans.
Leave our car.
Go fast.
Americans will herp and derp while they pump tar sands right through the heartland over the biggest underground aquifer in the aquifer in the country, and will
aquifer
doubtless pitch fits if President Obama says no to
it. Well, what's interesting is that today the Canadian Prime Minister, the Mexican President, and President Obama are all meeting in Mexico, and the Canadian Prime Minister is going to ask President Obama, why hasn't this Keystone Pipeline been approved yet? And Obama should ask him right back, why haven't you guys approved it to your own damn seaport?
Exactly. Right.
But the Oglala Aquifer serves 7 states with fresh water.
And that's the one that's underneath Nebraska?
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not realize this broad support for Keystone Pipeline. 65% of Americans favor it, 30% oppose. Right. 5% said actually,
Herp.
What?
Herp?
Derp? What is it? It's a huh? But I thought this was something interesting. In the Canadian poll, when the pollster said when British Columbians actually get the facts about oil tanker and pipeline proposals, their opposition is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, we're just like the little who's in Whoville here trying to get some facts out. We had huge response to our interview yesterday with Jigar Shah, author of Creating Climate Wealth, because that's the problem is I think people just, they go, pipeline jobs, and then...
It's because of all the commercials.
Right.
You know.
Right, and the economy's
jobs,
bad.
America
and
jobs, gas, oil, jobs.
Well, I said, I don't, you know, and I get Ed Schultz. I think he's a smart guy. He's researched it. I happen to disagree with him, but I get it. He's, you know, he's a big labor guy. He's from that area. Everybody from those states, like Governor Schweitzer, is for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it politically. We could lose control of the Senate over it with those, our beloved conservadems.
Whatever.
We need them in order to maintain caucuses.
Right. But a Republican Senate is horrifying to me when you think of us having a Republican and, you know, Senate and House. But at any rate, I just, I get it, but it's just that, but I do think that's it. It's Herp Derp America, which Julie sends us part two of Herp Derp America.
Uh-oh.
You probably heard this, Jim. This is horrifying. Time Magazine originally tweeted this. Scientific ignorance abounds. 1 in 4 Americans unaware that the Earth orbits the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
This is like those on-the-street interviews.
Yeah, like like Jimmy Kimmel does. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Herp, derp, die, ha, die. Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
It's like interviewing Fred or Max.
But I see the sun, and it goes around.
Right, it's
the
nation of Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is again. It went away. It is again.
If that were true, we would all be dizzy. It did not go. No, it did not.
If the earth was round, we'd fall off.
Yes, where is this from? Let's see. So here's a fine howdy-do for Galileo. Exactly one flipping day after the great man's 450th birthday. Happy birthday, Galileo. A study by the National Science Foundation, which right away some people must have found suspect.
Oh, science, right.
We don't want any, slam. Revealed that 1 in 4 Americans, right, does not know the Earth orbits the sun. That's roughly, Jim, 78 million people.
Wow.
This just in, everybody, the Earth orbits the sun. I'm just hoping whoever people are watching, they can go, it's on the TV. The girl said, and then maybe we'll bring a few people over to our side.
Yeah, but then Brian Kilmeade will negate that. He'll say, it does not, we're not dizzy.
Right.
Then try to explain the season.
Listen, they're both sides do it, Jim, as you know. There are two sides to the story.
And one of them is
some say
completely wrong.
We would be dizzy if the Earth orbited the sun.
Well, Brian Kilmeade's dizzy anyway. hit with a plank.
Here is one disheartening statistic from the same study. 60% of evangelicals believe that scientists should be willing to consider miracles as possible explanations for the phenomenon they study.
Yes.
Plural.
Well, I give up. Science is too hard, and I want to go party. I'm just going to say, you know what? Let's just say miracle and go home, boys. What do you say?
Yeah, let's go home and drink some Chardonnay.
I don't know. Oh. See?
Wow.
Science makes me dizzy, too.
There's no global warming. The Earth is flat.
That's a special kind of stupid when it's a herp group and a die.
Yeah.
Die.
All right. Yeah. Oh, and also 38% of all Americans think scientists should be willing to consider miracles.
Wow. Oh, my God. and other 60s groups.
See, I would. That's why I've told you I cannot be a scientist either, because it would be at some point it would be cocktail, or I'd be like, miracle, gotta go. See ya.
Jesus told me I could go.
Don't. This is getting all too. I don't know.
Make my head hurt.
Yeah, and why I couldn't be president, because I would
drink.
Well, right. Yeah, actually, I don't know the order. I would cry.
Cry.
Right.
Drink.
And then quit.
Yeah.
I probably would quit while I was drunk. This is in America. This thing, it's too hard. I got labor bitching at me. I got over her sweats around the bone.
Oh, you would totally do that during a press conference.
I quit.
I would love to see that during a press conference.
Total epic nervous breakdown. All right. In a totally related story, when we come back, this is nice. Chevron apologizes for fracking well explosion with coupons for free pizza.
You know what? I could be bought for a free pizza.
Yeah, clearly. In college, you were.
No, oh, I was bought for a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi.
Well, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Before you think that's horrible, residents affected by the massive explosion and fire also eligible for a 2-liter bottle of soda.
Hey.
Well,
now
there you
go.
Yeah, you got me.
Now it's not like that's so bad.
No.
Of course, the sauce on the pizza is from fracking chemicals. It's made, you know.
Oh.
Boy. All right. The planet's melting down. And 17 after. Okay. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12. Stephanie Miller.
You know what I'm up all night?
What?
Netflix. It's an addiction. It's horrible.
I thought it was acid reflux that kept you up all
well,
night.
Well, who can tell which is which? Kevin Spacey does some really, it makes my tummy hurt.
I hear the season is good. I might
Oh my God, it is amazing, House of Cards. Yeah.
I might have to watch the first season.
Did you
first.
See Kevin Spacey said it's not that far from real life in D.C.?
Yeah.
There actually may be a little more morality on the House of Cards. Oh, you know the best thing about Netflix?
What?
Guess what I finally got to watch?
What?
Archer.
Isn't it great?
Our beloved Aisha Tyler.
Hysterical?
Aisha Tyler is hilarious even in cartoon form.
Yeah.
She is, I'd never seen it. You always told me how great it was.
Yeah. It's like so hysterical and random and funny.
Yeah.
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 I like the character of Pam.
It's really, no, it's awesome. Because I've never, by the way, so I chatted with her a few weeks ago because she would love to do more Sexy Liberal, but she is literally the busiest human in the world.
She is.
Because I go to bed so early, I didn't realize, but she not only does the talk, she does.
Her podcast.
Right, but she also does, she hosts Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Correct.
She does Archer. She's working on her own comedy special,
I
believe.
It's still on the air, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, she does redo of it. Yeah.
She just wrote a book.
She just wrote a book. Yeah. She's
slacker.
She's a workaholic. She really is. So anyway, good. Check it out. Archer, she's awesome. What was I going to say? Oh, you know who else I talked to? I'm just name dropping now.
Yeah.
Our beloved, former, future, present Congressman Alan Grayson.
Aww.
Because we were talking about the funny moment in the D.C. Sexy Liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he said, as a new congressman, I can grant you one wish in D.C.? And I said, make Aisha Tyler gay.
Has he gotten on that?
It didn't work.
No, okay.
Didn't take. Still with the happily married to the husband for a zillion years.
Yep.
All right.
Whatever.
Nice try.
Yeah. Anyway, and we were hoping he would do Fort Lauderdale Sexy Liberal. He is also going to be out of town along with Randy Rhoads. Not together, though.
No.
Not to start any rumors. However, we do have Judy Tenuta and Jackie Schechner, and people are very excited. And Roland says, VIP tickets almost gone. Hurry. That's a small theater for us, so go fast. And we sprinkled in some $40 tickets, so there are still some. We like to do all the price points.
Yep.
And we have not picked a Sexy Liberal cause yet, but get those last remaining tickets for Fort Lauderdale.
Sweet.
All right. Palmer in Louisiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Palmer.
Homer.
I'm sorry?
Homer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Travis is drunk, as usual. Hello, Homer.
Hello.
Hi.
Excuse me, I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to make a couple of comments about the pipeline.
Yes.
According to Think Progress, the reason they want to come down to the Gulf Coast because most of these refineries are located in a foreign trade zone, where they can export Canadian oil to the world without paying U.S. taxes.
Hmm. Oh.
The second one, a 1980 law ensures that this diluted bitumen is not classified as oil, and companies transporting it in their pipelines do not have to pay into the Federal Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund. So the Koch brothers are at it again.
Yeah, yeah, I'll say. Well, that's why I love it that our side is fighting back. We, you know, like I was saying, Jigar Shah, who wrote Creating Climate Wealth, and, was featured last night on, I think it was Chris Hayes, is Tom Steyer, he's like the liberal Koch brother. Jigar has worked with him. He's very, very invested. He's spending millions on climate change stuff, democratic politics and all that. So yay, liberal Koch brother.
Yeah.
Woo!
And Jigar was kind enough to, tweet the video of the interview that you did with him yesterday.
Good. Getting the facts out there. The president yesterday.
Every time somebody says you can't grow the economy while bringing down pollution, it's turned out they've been wrong.
Yeah. So there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the. Not that this should make you mad or anything. Chevron apologizes for fracking well explosion with coupons for free pizza and a 2-liter bottle of soda. So it's not like that's horrible. I read about the soda, I was like, why? That's an out. Oh, soda. Oh. Mm. It's because of you. You were the test case.
You're not going to
drink
any.
How easily bought you can be with a 2-liter bottle of soda.
I went into horrible credit card debt just because I got a free 2-liter bottle of soda.
Yes, Jim.
Well, you obviously can't drink the water anymore, so here's some soda.
Oh, here's some soda. It's better
Thanks.
For your teeth.
Ugh.
Wow. Where am I reading this? I don't know. Remember, there's an upside to everything. To take just one example, yes, global warming is destroying the planet, but melting glaciers are also revealing the preserved corpses of World War II soldiers.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, World War I, pardon me. Mm. So that's cool. If a fracking well explodes in your community, causing a fire that raged for 5 days, leaving one person presumed dead, you might get a free pizza out of it.
Yay!
Mm. Mm. It's America. Philadelphia Daily News has confirmed that following a massive explosion last Tuesday, Chevron's been making up to the good residents of Bobtown, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
by distributing gift certificates for one. It's a large pizza, Chris.
Oh, well, at least it's a large.
It's not like personal size. Okay.
Chevron's being so generous.
The note. Oh, here's some. Can I have some festive music? Here's the note delivered to local residents. Dear neighbor, we're sorry to have missed you. We wanted to provide you with a status update on the February 11th incident. That occurred on Chevron's Appalachia's Lance 7H well pads in the Dunkard Township, and see if you had any questions or concerns that we could address. Yeah, you holes. You blew up a well and everything's on fire. That's my concern. You can take this pizza and shove it up your ass. That's my other concern.
The toppings? Sludge.
Although you don't want jalapenos on the pizza and then shove it up your ass.
No.
That would hurt.
All right, I'll read you the rest of Chevron's helpful note as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
In Cleveland, I'm a model. Yeah, we're all models west of the Allegheny.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Els Rocky, who rocked that there Phoenix house on the sexy liberal Saturday night. We will be in Fort Lauderdale March 1st. Get it, go! Along with John Fuglesang and his lustrous hair.
Yes. That was a lot of hair.
Yeah, his hair could actually be a celebrity guest on the panel.
I think so.
In addition to Judy Tenuta and Jackie Schechter. All right, Gail in Tampa, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you? I'm so excited. We got VIP tickets for Fort Lauderdale. We are just so excited. Listen,
yes.
I know you have a professional crocheter, but I'm going to be the official knitter. For the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, good.
I made you a beautiful hat.
Oh, thank you. Don't I look
that
cute
I
in that
bring.
Hat? Okay, good.
That
oh, really?
Gonna...
Okay, good. Awesome.
Yeah, we'll be in the third row.
Okay, let me write that down. Okay, good. Third row. All right.
We'll see you then.
See you there, honey. Love you. Okay. Oh, can I have some helpful music? Because Chevron, Jim, as you know, helpers. Okay, so after they, where's this in Pennsylvania?
Yep.
The fracking well blew up as they're wont to do. as we were saying yesterday, a lot
of thoughtful... Earthquakes, poisoned water, and explosions. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, at least we're getting some thoughtful chin scratches across the country. Huh. I don't remember there being earthquakes in Ohio. I don't remember my tap water lighting on fire when I was a child. What could it be?
But here's a pizza.
Here's a pizza.
Jim never has a second cup of fracked water at home.
I wonder if he's cheating on me. Okay.
With fracking chemicals.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Chevron really did. They apologized for that. Yep. Fire burned for 5 days.
Yep.
Maybe one person presumed dead. You know, here's a pizza and a free 2-liter. You know, so it's not like giving the smaller. It's a 2-liter bottle of soda.
Yeah, it's not a can of
along
soda.
With a note. It's saying, dear neighbor. Hi, neighbor. Oh, isn't that
Chevron's
very Mr.
Your
Rogers?
Neighbor.
Hi, neighbor. Sorry about the 5-day fire. Yeah, we're sorry to have missed you. And then I read the rest of that. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to... Oh, they will helpfully provide people with status updates on the incident, as they call it.
Status update!
The unpleasantness over at the well.
Sorry about your pets dying from drinking the water.
Sorry about that. Chevron recognizes the effect this has had on the community.
I don't think you do. I really don't think you do. Until you drink some of that water.
We value being a responsible member of this community.
Uh-huh. If you were, you would value it.
I don't. Anybody else able to start a 5-day fire and not end up in prison for the rest of their lives? Right?
Right.
I'm just saying. I know a lot of neighbors around here. I don't. Oh, the girl that started the fire for 5 days and that person died. Yeah. Hi, neighbor.
I don't think boy band could be bought with a large pizza.
No. we value being a responsible member of this community. We'll continue to strive to achieve incident-free operations.
Continue to strive to attempt to pretend that we're having an incident-free operation.
Who can promise that? Is this an incident-free operation? No, of course not.
Look over there. Cheesy fries.
Oh! What? No one told me there would be cheesy fries.
Yeah,
well,
that's
okay. Okay. We are committed to taking action to safeguard our neighbors, our employees, our contractors, and the environment. By fracking. Nothing says I love the earth more than fracking. Thank you, Chevron Community Outreach Team.
Aww.
And then, helpfully attached, on the bottom, it's a gift certificate.
Gift certificate.
Ooh.
To what pizza?
Bobtown Pizza.
Bobtown Pizza.
Special combo only. Don't get all piggy, people. One large pizza, 2-liter.
What's the special combo? Is it the stuff they swept off the floor?
It's all printed in. From Chevron Appalachia Community Outreach. There you go. Okay. Pardon me?
I don't know which finger they're reaching out with.
What's on the special combo? Is it the stuff they swept off the floor?
I don't know. The debris from the latest fracking.
That's what's special about it. Look, your pizza's on fire. You don't even have to cook it.
Good God. You know why we are a nation of herp derps?
Why?
I blame. Well, I just read the statistics that 60%, more than that. Where was it? I have it. Of evangelicals think that scientists ought to consider miracles as one of their explanations
dragons.
For the phenomenon they study.
Dragons.
Dragons.
Yes. Dragons,
yeah,
sir.
I think if things get too hard, just assume it's God. Just don't be messing around in there with petri dishes and things. And beakers. Just
microscopes.
God ain't going to like it.
God ain't gonna like it. You go poking him in the face
with a sharp stick.
He'll hit you with a lightning bolt for getting all curious.
And then alligators will stand up on their hind legs chewing up baby children.
And bowler hats. The alligators, not the children.
Right.
Okay. Well, Pat Robertson on global warming.
What could be the world's most fearsome destructive weapon? Obama's third term? Not really. That's what Secretary of State John Kerry is saying about global warming. It's been so hot this winter. I don't know where Kerry has been spending his time, but maybe he's so wealthy they have a special house that's all has tropical plants in it, so he feels like he's in the tropics. But the rest of us, it's been cold as the Dickens.
That woman that has to do that job?
Terry Musin. That's her name.
Right.
You're so funny, Pat.
How much do you think she drinks when she goes home? Oh, my God, honey.
Come on! Give me more bourbon!
I really hope it's just a job to her and she doesn't believe all this crap.
Did that sound like a sincere laugh? Oh, Pat.
Oh, you're so
funny. Oh, Pat. 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 Oh, goes, oh my God, honey, Pat's crazy. You wouldn't believe the zingers go.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay.
There's snow, therefore there's no global warming. That's just obvious.
Yes, there is snow in winter on the East Coast. Oh, funny you should mention that. That was Carlos's bit from Pat Robertson from many years ago. About the
the alligator standing up on their hind legs.
Yeah,
chewing
did he get
children.
To the part about how it's probably the gays' fault?
Ah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right, then. And scene. Arlene in Alabama on fracking. Hello, Arlene.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't heard anyone mention the problem about the large volumes of water used in fracking. Mm-hmm. And since our Earth has the water we have is all we're ever going to have.
Yeah.
And you have thousands of whales putting millions of gallons back into the Earth to be sealed off permanently because it's so contaminated. I wonder if that's enough to actually affect our water supply
Earth. And not to mention the climate change is causing the drought that we have out here.
Right.
It's I was quoting that piece in the New York Times, the end of snow. You know, our snow melt is getting, which mm-hmm. is a lot of the Earth's water supply. It's becoming less and less as the, you know, the glaciers melt. I mean, it I don't know. I just am.
So now we're poisoning what fresh water we have.
Right.
Yeah. With
that
fracking.
Sounds
right.
To make the oil companies richer.
Yeah.
Because they're suffering.
Vic in Colorado, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Vic.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Stephanie, my name's Vic Myers. I'm running against Cory Gardner. I don't know if you know who he is, but in our district. Colorado,
well, you're in Colorado. You're running for Congress.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, awesome. Good. Good luck.
Cory Gardner is the Tea Party Republican that represents us now, and fracking is a huge issue here in our district, very popular, unfortunately. But his first bill in Congress was to support the gas and oil industry, and it didn't even touch Colorado. So since you guys are talking about fracking and all that, I thought I'd give you a call.
Thank you. And good luck with that race.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We need all the Dems we can get.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Tea Partiers, it's just they're like willfully, it's like Marsha Blackburn.
They're willfully dumb.
Right. But she literally gloats about that she doesn't believe in global warming, which is why she was an excellent choice, David Gregory, to debate global warming on Meet the And you wonder why we have, you know, how many Americans don't believe that the Earth, orbits around the sun.
Earth around the sun? That's crazy. I'll see it up there in the sky. It's moving
yes.
out of the...
Yes.
Thank you, Brian Kilmeade.
As we were saying,
it's back. Look, the sun's
both
down
sides
again.
Have equal validity. Perhaps Brian Kilmeade is right that we would be dizzy if the Earth... It's just got a common sense and it does not. Okay. Hey, speaking of Republican Tea Partiers... Guess where Joe the Plumber took a job?
Where?
A union job at Chrysler.
Wasn't he railing against unions?
Yeah.
Huh. Yes.
Then he realized he could make more money. Maybe buy a
house.
And that unions fight for him.
Right.
Okay.
Remember the whole reason he got famous is because he asked Obama about, I'm going to start this business and be a multi-billionaire, and I don't want to be overtaxed.
Yeah.
Right? So he was like the Republican symbol of upward mobility.
Right.
But yes.
Forever.
Don't know what happened there.
He's a blue collar.
Yeah, I'm reading on Daily Coast. Even for someone who was taken up by the right as a voice and a champion of upward mobility was out of reach for him. To make a living for the long term, he's turned to a union job. And I bet he knows he was lucky to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this. The wingnut welfare must have run out for the man who became famous as Joe the Plumber. Samuel Wurzelbacher.
Yep.
Has had to get a job that involves something other than performing the role of regular blue-collar white guy on the Republican speaking and media circuits. Guess that had a shelf life. He's taken a union job at Chrysler. He took to Facebook sounding a wee bit defensive. In order to work for Chrysler, you're required to join a union. That's actually not
true. No, you're not.
In this case, UAW, there's no choice. It's a union shop. The employees voted to have it that way, and in America, that's the way it is. Not actually true. You are required to pay a fee covering the union's cost of representing you, but you don't have to join the union. So even that was, in fact,
you're
a yes.
lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
Because you reap the, whether or not you're a member of the union, you reap the benefits of what the unions have done
yes.
on your behalf.
Yes, exactly. Yes, oddly, Rush Limbaugh, I don't think, turned down those union nurses' help at the hospital when he had a heart attack in Hawaii. Or
whatever.
There's a naughty nurses union?
I said nurses.
Oh.
Union nurses. I didn't say naughty nurses.
I just assumed that's...
Don't get us in trouble again.
I just assumed that that would be the kind of nurses that he would have.
No.
All right.
And he paid cash for them.
Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-1-2. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website, check it out. Stephanie Miller Show on Facebook. All right. Let's see. Oh, and a love letter from Mama's hometown in Buffalo. Actually, I'm from Lakeport, up the transit from Cheektowaga.
I looked at a map.
Lackawanna and Tanawanna.
That's a good ways away from Buffalo.
It's like 30 miles.
Okay. Yeah.
As the crow flies.
All right.
Well, it doesn't normally... Not now, because
it's
winter.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Ma, it's from Deborah. Hey, Mama. Just a quick note to thank Progressive Talk on TuneIn Radio. It is awesome. It is the awesome ProgressiveVoices.com, right?
Yes. Just go to TuneIn Radio, search for Progressive Voices, and put it on your...
Boom. There you go.
Yep.
Ever since I woke up and put on the AM dial, heard another stupid sports station.
Stupid.
Stupid sports station.
Stick it.
Stupid. I went through my Steffi withdrawal. Then one day I looked up on my iPhone and found an app that actually has Progressive Talk and you. My heart went a flutter. I've been listening ever since. Thanks for bringing sanity back to my life. Crap, I got to go snowblow again. Love, yeah. Mama and the Mooks, Deborah in Buffalo. A lot of snowblowing. I grew up in Buffalo.
Especially this year.
Yeah, although when I was a child, a lot of shoveling. I wasn't allowed to use the snowblower. And I had to walk 75 miles to school. In
both ways.
Snow.
Uphill. Why couldn't your both brother ways. Do it?
I don't, no, he did it too.
Okay.
Also, Damien in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, watching on Free Speech TV. Hi, guys. He and the wife. He said, dude, you have hats? I'll take two of them. My wife and I wear them proudly for our right-wing buddies. Send me the info. We'll get that done up in this biatch. Damien, we don't have...
You mentioned you had a garage full of hats yesterday. You did.
Oh, that's from the old show,
yes.
From the current TV show. Oh, right. I thought he meant, do we have hats for now? No, we don't have hats yet.
No, he wants a hat.
Listen, the minute a hat, that's usually the death knell for a show. So let's not get hats. Let's not get cups.
I thought stationery was the death knell for a show.
Listen, the minute these things came out. Oh, stationery? I still have stationery.
I know you do.
From the late night show from 1995. I guess they were planning on a little longer run.
That show is still running.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Oh, is that the radio show?
That's the radio show.
Woo,
that show is still running.
Well, thank God.
So there's a point to us being here in your basement.
Right.
Okay.
I see.
All right. Good to know.
Right. It's Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Wayne's World.
It's like we're trapped in our mom's basement. Doing a show in our mom's basement. Great.
That's not your mom. And it's not my mom's. It's not pathetic. It's not my mom's basement. It's my basement.
Okay.
And it's not a basement. It's ground floor. Look. You can look outside right there.
You're on a hill, though.
Not that I'm defensive.
That end of the basement is the basement.
I'm not a defensive end like Michael Dunn.
No.
Or, I mean, not Michael Dunn. Michael, who am I? Michael Sam.
Oh.
That was a bad mistake.
Was...
Okay.
Michael.
Wow.
Yeah, Michael Dunn was the guy who shot the kids in the...
Sorry. Yeah. Look, I have two different stories right in front of me. Survey of NFL players and a Michael Dunn story. I apologize for the mistake. Okay.
Michael Dunn is done.
There's not room in here in my basement for a research team, and I apologize. Okay. Yeah, we were... by the way, so did you hear about this? Do we have this? The one of the jurors...
Yeah.
Said that... this is what they said. I guess he had his own news sting, and then he said
okay,
this.
Okay, here we go.
Then he said
we
that.
All believe that there was another way out, another option. I'll roll your window up. Ignore the taunting. Put your car in reverse. Back up to the front of the store. Move a parking spot over. That's my feeling.
Yeah, that she was saying that he should have been convicted of
first degree murder
because, right, I mean, there are any number of options, which is why this law is so ridiculous.
Yeah,
there are any number of options besides, oh, how about the option of shooting wildly into a car full of teenagers?
Right. She said at first it was 10 to 2 to convict him of first degree murder. Then there was a lot of contentious argument back and forth. Then it became 9 to 3. So that's how they arrived at a non-conviction.
And I know a lot of people are saying, oh, well, he's still going to spend probably the rest of his life in prison. It doesn't matter. It does matter. Because this kid's life matters. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, there was a great piece in Salon, Brittany Cooper, Michael Dunn, an open season on black teenagers. And that's what she says. I know Jordan's killer may spend the rest of his life in prison, but this is not about jail time. This case, like the case of Trayvon Martin, hinges on whether white fear legally outweighs and is therefore more legally defensible than black life. The day before Jordan Davis would have turned 19 years old, a court failed to affirm the value of his life, his right to exist in space, enjoying music with his friends, his right not to be harassed by someone while doing something as mundane as sitting in a parking lot in a gas station. And there was another professor made a great point. The chilling social logic of this illogical legal verdict is that Dunn has been found guilty of missing the other black boys in the car, of failing to kill them all. I think we can safely and fairly assume it's open season on black teenagers if the murders of Trayvon and Jordan are any indication. I mean, that's, you know, it's just that's why that law is so ridiculous. It's so just sort of like, oh, well, it was a black kid with loud music, so I was afraid. And I just, that looked like there was a shotgun. I mean,
Yeah.
There was loud music. I had to kill him.
Yeah.
Retreat. Don't shoot.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Now, in a story about Michael Sam, who's an entirely different person, and it was a really unfortunate mix-up.
Wow, that was like the mix-up of the century. Very different people.
Right. Okay. I think this is good news. Survey of NFL players. ESPN did a survey shows that 86% okay with a gay teammate.
Yeah, if the players are okay with it, it's the coaches and the executives that aren't.
Right. This reminds me exactly of the military debate, and not the Marines, this isn't going to... And they, remember, everybody fear-mongered, all these Republicans on the floor, like, what's going to happen, and, unit cohesion, and group, right.
And
they
cheered
morale.
That Marine who was, lifting weights there until they found out he was gay. Then they started booing
him. Oh, yes, then the Republican primary.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, I mean, I wish some people... Why wouldn't a John McCain or something like that apologize? None of the stuff they said has happened in the military. None of it. I mean, it's just, it's so... ridiculous people's anyway. The ESPN.com asked players on the condition of anonymity true false questions. Player sexual orientation matters to you, true 7%, false 44%. I would shower around a gay teammate, true 39%, false 12%. So I just think it's all this stuff is always overblown.
Mm-hmm.
I love this one in Texas.
Yeah.
A judge tells same-sex marriage opponents to go back and read their constitution again. Oh, this done made him crazy in Texas. A Travis County judge and his wife, a retired judge, invited same-sex couples to participate in commitment ceremonies on Friday. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. That really ticked off Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. He's one of the wacko Republicans running for lieutenant governor. He put forward one of them their statutes, the constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. We'll tell you what he had to say about that as we continue 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yeah, it is. Why? Because it's Coffee with Carlos Day. Sexy Liberal Carlos sells Rocky live in studio next hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Fresh off his Phoenix Sexy Liberal Triumph, along with Jim Ward and Chris LaVoy and the whole Sexy Liberal family. Oh, wait, I got to take this real quick. Hang on. Okay, Curtis in Chicago. Hello, Curtis. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. It's actually Chris.
All right. Travis is hitting the flirtinis this morning. All right, go ahead.
You know, I'm going to be polite with you guys. I disagree. There's absolutely, without a question, African-American males are victims of homicide more so than any race. Absolutely.
So but what do you disagree with us about then?
Because you guys are making it seem like white people are there to attack them at every
No,
corner.
Michael That's Dunn and George Zimmerman, I think, are cold-blooded murderers.
Look. But the point is, I'm going to just give you a statistic, and I'm not going to use it as a talking
point. Is it going to be a black-on-black crime statistic, right?
Look,
black
listen,
people kill black
you,
people.
Why are you so quick to cover up what I want to say?
I understand. Nobody's saying there isn't a lot of black-on-black crime. That does not excuse the Michael Dunns and the George Zimmermans of the world.
Okay, I'll give you that. Correct. But the thing is, it's deeper than laws. I mean, there's this culture of machoism that exists. You know, people are poor. Jobs are leaving the country every day. You're not going to change anything by laws. We need to give these kids back their fathers. In my opinion, they're being raised by the state.
Okay. So it was Trayvon Martin and Jordan's fathers, both of whom were present. It's their fault that they were gunned down by white guys that were afraid of them.
Not all. Even though there's family members there, I have bad family parents, not very great role models. I mean,
my point is they both had present fathers. So where is that argument in those specific cases?
Okay, well,
what do you mean that's nothing to do with the laws? The stand your ground law is
there's a cultural issue, and these kids need guidance, and they don't have it.
I see.
That cultural issue is not present in these two cases that we're talking about.
The absence of guidance.
You guys are being very narrow-minded on the subject, then.
So because they were playing music loudly, then they deserve to die.
I never said that. I'm just saying there's more to the subject than...
Trayvon Martin and Jordan both had present fathers.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It's one case. It does matter.
Well, then why are you telling me that it
does
matter?
The same thing over and over. There's a much more deeper issue. You can't even
comprehend. I didn't say. All right. It's a whataboutist. Yeah, but what about?
Yeah, but what about if? But what if?
What about some
we
black
just established
kids that kill
that
other black kids that don't have present fathers?
I have a what about for him.
Yes.
What if there was a rash of older black gentlemen going around killing
young white kids,
and using stand your ground as a defense?
Well, obviously, the white kids don't have present fathers. Then that's the problem.
We would not be having these same arguments.
Both things can exist, right? Yeah. Yes, there is black on black crime. It's just
because
you can't,
they had
that
bad
does not
fathers.
Excuse.
They played their music too loud, so they had to die. It's only logical.
Oh.
You don't understand it. You just don't get it.
Clearly, I don't. I don't understand how when we come back with the one thing that just implodes the entire argument.
Yeah. Trayvon
but
Martin,
that's not important.
You're missing the point.
A present father. Oh, he was going to visit his father when he was shot.
Right.
Idiot.
Right. Yeah, he is not present anymore to have the father that he was about to visit because he was... Okay.
God. Do these people think that this through before they start spouting?
Okay. You know what? There's only one thing that can make us feel better, and that is it's almost time for Sexy Liberal Fort Lauderdale. Coming up on March 1st, Carlos Alzraqui will be here with us, of course, next hour for Coffee with Carlos.
It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight like Marcus Bachman.
Right.
Clang, clang, clang with a trolley.
You were born this way, baby.
Ding, ding, ding with a bell.
You are a sexy liberal.
Sexy liberal. You are sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy liberal.
March 1st, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's Gay Pride Weekend, and the Sexy Liberal Gang will be performing along with special guests Jackie Scheckner and Judy Tenuta at the Parker Playhouse. So strap on those party hats, kids. Yay!
Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
You know, everybody's welcome.
Yeah, real cute.
Hey, don't I know you?
Yeah.
You're that barbarians need to be disciplined guy.
Oh, that corn dog of yours looks delicious.
Nom, 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 nom,
nom. Nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom.
Get it. Take it.
Take it.
Eat it. All right. All right, VIP tickets almost gone for that one, and there's a few $40 tickets left. We try to sprinkle in all the price points. And then don't forget, Sexy Liberal Madison, I don't even know why I mention it, because it just pisses people off, because it's been sold out for months.
Yeah.
That's why we added Sexy Liberal Chicago. A rumor Jim Ward will be there at that one.
What?
It's shorts weather. It's April 26th in Chicago. Do it.
I think I was wearing shorts by then, and it was like a high of 50.
Yes, we've all lived in Chicago. Yeah. Sexy Liberal Albuquerque, May 10th. Sexy Liberal Minneapolis, also tickets going crazy Saturday, June 7th, just announced on Friday. And yeah, because I did not make it to Blue State Ball because I was nearly, what's the word, dead.
Oh.
No, dead.
Dead.
In this case, nearly dead.
Yes.
From the flu and pneumonia, so I was not able to make it.
And you spread it to the rest of us.
Yes,
thanks.
I did. You're welcome.
We had to shut the show down.
Yes. It's Team Ebola.
Oh, God.
Dave in Minneapolis. Speaking of Minneapolis, hi, Dave.
Well, hi there. How are you doing, Mama?
Good, baby.
That previous caller, it must be really nice to be able just to make up your own mind and assert that as just the core of all reality, that you don't have to pay any attention.
You probably say that because you didn't have a present father.
My father was more than present. He was in my face 98% of the time.
My father's too present.
But, you know, the black community has got to be just so depressed and sad. In 1955, there was a 14-year-old boy who was down visiting family and named Emmett Till down the south, and he whistled at somebody, and the result was he ended up being shot to the head and thrown in the river, killed.
Right.
A teenage boy who did nothing more than act like a teenage boy.
Right.
And so nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Dave, I tell you, I saw just the faces. There's some women crying at this, this latest, I think it was a protest about the Jordan Davis thing. And I thought, oh, my God, you're right. I mean, after the Trayvon Martin thing, you just saw the pain just in their face, just weeping, just like, here we go again.
Yeah.
It's happened again.
Right. I know. And how do we give these people hope when we have a government that is totally doing everything it can to thwart at least some inhibition to getting quick access to guns? There's a study that was just released yesterday that took place in the state of Missouri. In 2007, the state of Missouri relaxed all of its laws or repealed laws that have to do with background checks. As a result, their number of homicides went up by 60 per year, plus other gun violence.
Yep.
And so it's something that's got to be taken, of course, it's science. And again, I know how foolish that is. But I don't know, how do we give people hope in the black community anymore when it seems that we are kind of, all we need are some white hoods as a government in the way that we act toward them and the seeming disregard for their children of all things.
Yeah. I think this verdict, Dave, is galling on different levels even than the Trayvon Martin one. As somebody said, the fact that, he's convicted on the kids he missed, he's not convicted on the kid that he shot and killed. I mean,
it makes no sense. And this is, I think, what happens to us because these laws are so convoluted. We look at them and I think the human brain shuts down and goes, I can't even get this. This makes no sense to me. My most primal understanding of how things should be, this makes no sense. How do I address it? And then some of us stay with it, and others walk away and go and throw up their hands.
And by the way, Dave, before the whataboutists call again and go, more black people use the stand your ground law and get off. It's like, okay, it's a dumb law.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should be able to use it legally.
No, they should not. Stand your ground. I mean, my son-in-law and my daughter are both police officers, okay? And neither one of them see any benefit in it. They think it's ridiculous. My son-in-law, who works undercover drug enforcement, all right?
Yeah.
I said, what do you think's going on? He says, there's too many guns out there in the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Well, you're absolutely right. I can only imagine, Dave, what it's like to be a police officer when, as Jim and I have said, this is the kill your only witness law. This is like, can you imagine, the normal police work you're used to doing? It's like, you felt threatened and you saw a gun. Oh, okay, well, you can go home then.
They cannot go into any situation anymore.
Since when isn't it relevant that there wasn't a gun? It's like, they probably threw it out. It's like, you have no evidence for that.
Yeah. Why don't we at least try to get rid of part of the problem?
Yeah.
Rather than kowtow to money and power.
I mean, yep. Absolutely, Dave. All right. By the way, I was in the middle of this story about in Texas. That was in other news. I love this Texas judge. I'm telling you, this is this marriage equality thing is surprising places. A Texas judge and his wife, who's a retired judge.
Right.
So they invited some same-sex couples to participate in a commitment ceremony. It's obviously not legal in Texas. And so one of the right-wing whacks running for Lieutenant Governor Staples, that guy, Todd Staples. He's a former state senator who authored Texas's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage, was so upset he had one of his staffers call the judge at home. I love that. You got some gays in there? You got some, hello?
I'm trying to use the phone!
That's one of the phone ring. Okay. Oh. He actually wrote to the judge as the sponsor of the constitutional amendment defining marriage in Texas as between one man and one woman. I believe it's wrong for a sitting judge to hold a ceremony mocking our state constitution. The judge responded, as a sitting judge, I can't comment on the law itself, but I will say that the federal courts recently have held those laws in other states to be unconstitutional, I think partially under the 14th Amendment. So before they have such a blistering attack, I would invite them to go back and read their constitution again. Thank you, judge.
Unfortunately, judges like that are few and far between in Texas.
Yeah, well, he's there.
He is there. Few and far between in the Supreme Court, unfortunately, too.
Let's let him call in. Judge, you got gays up in there?
Got any of them gays up in there? We're going to take care of it.
Don't call me at home. 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's not radio. It's Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show on the radio. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alzeraqui coming up live in studio in hour number three. Angelo in Texas on the Michael Dunn case. Hello, Angelo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm on my phone. That's a long story.
I don't think that's important now. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I called because... I actually am an advocate of the Stand Your Ground law, and I guess I would consider myself a liberal. I would consider myself, I'm also African American, and a lot of people think that a lot of African Americans are against that law because it's designed to kill all the black people or whatever, and people can just kill black people.
No, I think it's designed to kill everybody. That's the,
yeah,
the problem with
people.
It.
Well, I don't mean it in that sense. I mean, a lot of black folks have this thing like, man, that's giving these people a free ticket to actually get away with it now because we already feel like we're being threatened. Now they got laws that even protect them after they kill our children. And that's what a lot of people are thinking.
When I first heard about this law, I didn't even think of it in racial terms. I just think it's a dumb law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at, you know, did you hear what this juror just said? Like, there were a lot of options available to Mr. Dunn. Well, why would you want a law where just leaving isn't the best option? You don't have to just leave a situation?
Well, no, you're right. I mean, I'll give you an example. I'm not from Texas. I'm actually from California, where when Ronald Reagan was the governor of California and the Black Panther Party was practicing their amendment right to bear arms, he made it a law that it was so hard for you to even, you could even carry a unloaded weapon without going to jail. I mean, and those laws are still intact in California. You better not have a pistol or a gun. You're going to jail. In Texas, it's the opposite. I love Texas because you can defend yourself and protect yourself. Now, if you're an idiot and you've got a pistol and you kill somebody, well, you're going to jail, and they have laws for that. Even if we take all the guns away from everyone and make sure that only police have them and military
okay, but why
and so
are you,
on.
Why are you for the Stand Your Ground law specifically?
Well, for the simple fact, as a African American, I, and you may not agree with this, but it is true. As an African American, I fear sometimes when I drive in areas of the unknown where people who are tend not to like me just do because of the color of my skin or my just how I look. They fear me, so they tend to, especially in this area of Texas.
Right. I think it is illogical as a law because what happens is, you know, the only other witness is dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, your story, whoever, it doesn't matter what color you are, that's my point. It's just, it's an illogical law. It is just I don't understand, because there are obviously people go, there's two sides to, well, not in this law, no. Because the other person's dead.
Right.
So, by the way, someone emailed me and said, if I was walking down the street and I saw George Zimmerman, I would feel threatened. Would it be okay to shoot him? I have grounds to feel threatened. Tony in Rochester, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Stephanie. I just want to say, I'm a Second Amendment rights person too. But I feel like this law is crazy. I think that the problem with law enforcement that I have, and I'm a black male too, is that they don't have a good way of distinguishing good from bad. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think race sort of is the largest weight in it. I think the problem a lot of black people have is that, you know, it's not just, you know, it can't all just be that all black people are bad and you lump us all in the same bucket. So when this guy, you know, he comes and he says, oh, well, what about the lack of parents and a black-on-black crime? Fine, but if you have kids that are doing the right thing and they're being targeted and they're being exposed to, you know, all of this crime and being coming across as George Zimmerman and Michael does the world, that's the issue here. You know, and it's fueling.
Well, what I fear is, I just never know when more guns has been a good solution. What I fear is this last caller, it's that now, of course, black people are going to feel more threatened and maybe get more
it
guns
escalates
because
it.
Of, yeah. Right, you know, Trayvon Martin and Jordan Davis.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Yeah, and so no, you go, exactly. And when is that ever? And so now we're going to have more shootings. And you know what I mean? It's just, and you know, you can see it escalating. And then Fox News will take up, of course, you know, if a white person gets killed.
As if they care, right? I love the whole, what about the crime in the black community? You don't show that. As if they want to see that. You know, they don't want to see that.
And by the way, that will be, right, that'll be equally awful if a black person shoots a white person. Mistake of saying,
exactly.
Well, listen, after Trayvon Martin and Jordan, I felt like he was going to kill me, so I shot him. I mean, it's just, where does it end, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, but that whole thing of, oh, well, what about all the crime and this and that? They only cover Al Sharpton when something like this happens. They don't cover all the times that he's in the community, you know, saying, you know, encouraging peace and education and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't fit their storyline. Nope. 29, that right? Because they don't, then they've fallen in the blueberry pie. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God.
Stephanie Miller.
Another pansexual, alcoholic, non-human.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. Less than a half an hour away from Coffee with Carlos Alzraki. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Christine in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Christine.
Good morning, everyone.
I always feel like Cagney and Lacey when I say hello to you. Hello. Hi, Christine.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hello. All right, go ahead. Not that way, but go ahead.
Wow.
Everyone still has their head on their shoulders over there. Mine almost has been severed from my body with the explosions it's been going through with this gun issue.
Yeah.
I mean, this law has deputized the citizenship. And we understand that, you know, the history of lynching and things like that that has gone in the previous, very previous past of this country. And these gun laws, the stand your ground laws, in nearly half of the country, has doubled the justifiable homicide rates.
Right.
And I was watching Rachel, which she never gets her facts right, but she was talking about the other day was Florida's, you know, justifiable homicides have tripled. States have these laws.
It's not, I don't even think it should be racial or partisan, Christine. It just defies logic. Like, since when in law enforcement is retreat Not you're supposed to be your top option, right?
Well, Stephanie, the way you're looking at me through the TV, I think that you want to hurt me.
I do, but only in a really good way.
And I would love that, but
Ooh, hey,
I don't know what's happening with Christine and I this morning, but all right.
It's a very sad state of affairs. The law must be repealed.
Yeah.
There's no changing that law. I mean, there's really no changing it. It must be appealed. And that's what Reverend Al spent, and somebody was talking about Reverend Al or whatever. It's like, that's pretty much, I mean, he's whatever coalition he's with. I mean, he's him and whoever's out there talking about these laws. it's not just Al, it's the law. It's a bad law.
Yep.
And then you got this prosecutor in Florida, this Angela woman.
Angela Corey, yeah.
She is so frightening to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times when I'm not so happy to live in Ohio.
And I don't think she did a great job. However, I do think it part of this, you know, the law makes the burden of proof so high, doesn't it?
Yes, it absolutely does. Because I think you're looking at me kind of funny through the TV.
Yeah, I am.
So I'm going to shoot my TV.
Yes. Funny how? Funny like I'm a clown? Like I'm here to amuse you? Oh, I guess I am. Okay. Pamela in Atlanta on the Michael Dunn case. Hello, Pamela.
Hey, Mama. Hey. I really feel the need to call BS on that last caller. I mean, seriously, a black man who is advocating for the Stand Your Ground law and is enthusiastic about Texas gun laws. Really?
Really? Yeah.
The last thing most African Americans want is more access to guns in our community.
Right.
We know the issues.
Yeah.
And the answer is not more access to handguns. If you want to have a conversation about those issues, we're open to it. But don't give me that you're happy about Stand Your Ground and you like to be in Texas because of the gun laws.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, and I think that, you know, the statistics she was talking to, Rachel quoted, I mean, says it all. And to try to argue there's no correlation, you know, that this dumb law hasn't led to more homicides, it defies logic. Vic in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Vic.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
And gang.
Yes.
You guys are a lot of fun to listen to.
Thank you.
I have a situation, though, with this law, and that is I'm very threatened by mimes and these flash mobs that break out into dance.
Right. Flash mobs of mimes in particular.
Should I get an AK-47? I mean, how would I?
Well, that's a Russian gun.
Myself.
Right.
I think you want an American
You're
gun, like
American.
An AR-15.
I believe his tongue was planted
really...
firmly in cheek.
Yeah, I think so. That's why he's throwing
Well, I know what he's referring to, Jim. Yesterday we covered that there is, in fact, a clown shortage in America. However, I think there might be an overflow of mimes.
Maybe
so
it's
that
clowns
could be rash
of
trying to cull the mime herd because a lot of people don't enjoy mimes.
Okay. Mime on clown violence.
It could happen.
Did they have an actual gun or did they just... Okay.
They mime it, totally.
All right. Joel and... They could just walk down the stairs, couldn't they?
Yeah. Or get blown by a windstorm.
Or get blown by a windstorm.
You can't stand your ground. I'm going to be
No, you can't stand
windstorm.
Your mime because the wind is too strong.
And you can't stand your ground inside a box.
Right, you can just hide inside a box.
Right.
Oh, gosh, we enjoy us. Okay, Joel in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Joel.
Good morning, Steph Luke.
Hello, good morning. Go ahead.
The only, to me, all those people, Mr. Dunn, what's-his-face, shot Trayvon, they're all guilty.
Yeah.
Because, to me, who started the argument?
They both started the fight. Right, exactly.
They were the ones with the weapons.
Mm-hmm. Right. You start a fight and you think you're losing or you feel threatened and you get to finish it by killing the other person. I mean, and how is that? And that's legal, I guess. Yeah, that's a good, exactly. They both started the provocation. And the other thing, I don't think a lot of people have talked about it. He was drunk. He's drunk. He decides to be a big man because he knows he's got a gun in the glove compartment, pick a fight. I mean, who's, first of all, stupid enough to pick a fight? You know, with a car full of teenagers over something you just like this juror said, we got to play this juror again. Roll your window up. Go to another convenience store.
Right.
Just go in and get your
park
somewhere
crap else
and leave. Like, what? You're not his father. What do you care if you think his music is too loud?
We all believed that there was another way out, another option. I'll roll your window up. Ignore the taunting. Put your car in reverse. Back up to the front of the store. Move a parking spot over. That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you were his father, how many parents out there can go, how does it go when you tell your own kid to turn the music down, you know? Shut up, Dad!
They were being kids. Kids play
right.
Their music loud.
That's the other thing, is ignore the taunt. They didn't just start taunting him. He started it. I mean, come on, give me a break. What do you think, like, kids are going to say?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Junior, turn that music down or I'll shoot you.
Right, like, all. I mean, come on, is there any parent out there that thinks every teenager is a polite chipmunk? Like, oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Certainly, Father.
Oh,
well,
can
you.
I do to please
oh,
you?
No, you first. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Why, I'll turn it down immediately.
That was inconsiderate of me.
Yes.
Little Lord Fauntleroy's.
Yeah. Yeah, we all live and leave it to Beaver.
Sure.
Gosh, Beav, don't be such a goof. Turn it down. Sorry.
Gosh, Beav, you're playing the Everly Brothers too loud.
Turn it down, Junk. Okay, Teray in Brooklyn, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, welcome.
Oh, man, I just love your show, man. I'm a truck driver. I'm from Brooklyn, the project. I want to say a couple of things to you, right? A thug. He said a thug, these thugs pulled a shotgun now and pointed at him. What thug you know is going to point a shotgun, wait for him to go get another without firing?
Yeah.
All of that was just garbage. Now, another thing, the prosecutor, something is wrong with that lady. This guy shot all those shots at a gas station. What if one of those bullets would have went to the pump?
I don't think there's a problem with the prosecutor. She's a very good prosecutor. There is a problem with the law. It's very hard.
No.
I don't trust her. I don't know. She's the one that prosecuted the black woman for shooting into the ceiling.
Right.
Because her abusive husband was going to hit her again. That woman's in jail.
Right, but this is what I'm saying, Steph. The guy shot at a gas station.
Yeah.
With a gas pumps around.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
To do that because it can cause sparks.
Yeah.
They didn't even think to prosecute him on that. You know, the guy that called earlier tried to make it seem like only blacks commit crimes. If you go on ID channel, this white's telling people all night. You know, it's just that they don't televise when white people kill. Like they, you know, when a black guy do something, it's on the news cycle all day.
Yeah.
When a white person do something, you know, they show it one time because they have to report it, and then they go away from it.
Yeah.
Now, listen, man, I love your show. And can I get invited to that tea party in your pants?
We love you, Brooklyn.
I love that
all right. We love you, Brooklyn. 718 in the house.
What?
The area code in Brooklyn, 718.
All right, fine.
Everybody I have a T-shirt that says 718.
When have you ever lived in Brooklyn?
I didn't live there. I have a 718 T-shirt because I lived in New York. Because my nephew lives in Brooklyn. Just listen, it's not important now.
You lived
my nephew
in the 212.
Lives in Brooklyn. So I also lived in the
but
whatever.
But you could see the 718 from her house.
I also lived in Croton on the 914. I lived in 914, which is not
cool.
No one has a 914 T-shirt.
Fancy.
914. I live in the burbs.
Ooh.
Last time I was in New York, I made the mistake of thinking that a Manhattan taxi driver would know his way around Brooklyn.
Oh God,
yes.
No.
Oh no.
It's like
no.
Another planet for
fancy.
As far as you're concerned.
I lived in Ossining.
I've never even heard of Ossining.
I know. It's nobody has.
No, I pictured like big mountains and waterfalls and trees.
It's
and
not a Cialis commercial. It's upstate New York.
And unicorns.
John in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, John.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hey, you know, with the stun guy that shot the teenager that was in the back seat, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why was he shooting in the front seat? If he was shooting in the front seat, then that state's attorney lady should have went after Dunn for trying to kill the other two kids in the front seat. Plus, also, if we go back to Trayvon Martin case, what about when the officers on 911 said, disengage, do not pursue the issue?
Right.
The state's attorney should go after what's-his-face for that and saying that you still pursued the issue.
Right. It was brought up at trial. I'm not sure why it was not more relevant. Right. That seems to me the most relevant part is stay in the car. Stay your fat ass in the car.
Right.
Wait for the police.
I think she was going after the first-degree murder conviction for the person who was actually murdered.
Yeah, I don't know the actual I'm not sure of every detail. But, I mean, that's what I was saying is the ridiculousness of this is that he got convicted for the kids that he missed, basically, and he didn't get convicted for murder for the kid that he killed.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, 45 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party, 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
What?
Word.
What?
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 What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alz Rocky in a moment. The president talking about minimum wage yesterday. President
I've acted to require federal contractors to pay their employees a fair wage of at least $10.10 an hour. Because we believe in a higher minimum wage.
What? Socialism.
No, we could just get higher minimum wage for everybody and not just...
Black man, pen, phone.
That's a much bigger hill to climb.
Can I just say, between that and the stuff, you know, the environmental stuff he did yesterday on the truck stuff, remember how my 91-year-old Republican mom, every time I would criticize George W. Bush, she'd go, oh, Steffi, he's doing the best he can. Why do you hate America so much? Can I just say, President Obama is actually doing the best that he can with this asshat Congress. You're right, Jim. It's like we should. And it was, somebody wrote a great piece yesterday. We talked about that a Republican, a conservative business guy, mm-hmm. saying if we raised how great it would be for the economy and you know, the bottom line if we raised the minimum wage to $12 for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Republican mm-hmm. businessman. He said this would act as a huge stimulus package.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Republican idea.
Yeah.
You know, people wouldn't have to be on
welfare
programs.
Put more money
programs.
In their pockets, and they'll spend it elsewhere, and those people can hire more people. And
right.
Multiplier effect.
I'm going to call my mom later. He's doing the best he can, Mom. This asshat Tea Party Republicans that you voted for.
Oh, but Steffi, he's a Kenyan.
Oh, Steffi.
He's a Muslim.
You've gotten so radical.
He's a communist Muslim.
Communists or atheists?
That was a tense conversation when I called George W. Bush a war criminal. Oh, Steffi.
Well,
that's so rude. Okay, Jay Carney yesterday.
The opposition to raising the minimum wage, that it costs jobs. If you tease it out all the way, then there shouldn't be a minimum wage at all. And there are probably fewer than 5% of the American people who believe that.
By the way, our friend Joan Walsh in Salon, remember she did San Francisco Sexy Liberal. She's looking, can I just say, hotter than ever these days.
I know, right?
Sexier liberal than ever. But she wrote a great piece, Why Are the Super Rich Whining So Much? Have you noticed that lately?
Yes.
What?
Well, there was that guy who was giving a speech or something who said that rich people should have more of a vote than poor people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Their votes should count more.
Tom Perkins.
That's
that
him, yes.
Yes, last week Tom Perkins doubled down on his plutocrat paranoia, Joan writes, at the Commonwealth Club, insisting the more money you have, the more votes you should get. He later clarified his remarks by saying he was only warning about the dangers of the 50% of the country that doesn't pay taxes, having the right to vote. It was an uglier version of Mitt Romney's 47% remark. Neither Romney nor Perkins nor their many defenders seem to realize that the people who pay no taxes are either retirees or low-wage workers who are paid so little they're not taxed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this meme that everybody's just a lazy moocher.
Right.
That guy.
There was that other creep who said that people should try to emulate the rich, not to attack them.
Exactly.
Just go out and inherit $1 billion. What? What?
Or what's his name? The Goldman Sachs guy, Lloyd Blankfein. Oh, we can't afford these social safety nets. What do you mean we, Mr. Bailout? You got this taxpayer money in a bailout.
That was our money.
Oh, we
you out.
Can't afford to keep paying people.
What
social
you mean
security.
We, Kemosabe?
Yes, but we gave them a safety net.
Yeah. Joan writes, what explains the toxic melange, only she can write like that, of entitlement and shame that's driving the raging 1% sore winner backlash from Tom Perkins comparing the ultra-rich to Jews? Oh, please, really? To tycoon and newspaper destroyer Sam Zell insisting the top 1% work harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the guy.
Yeah, they just work harder. To investment banker Wilbur Ross proclaiming that the 1% is being picked on for political reasons.
Just because we own everything.
There's an epidemic of plutocrat self-pity afoot. Last week, ex-CEO Morgan Stanley, CEO John Mack told the media to stop beating up on CEOs Jamie Dimon and Lloyd Blankfein after they got obscene raises from J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Yeah, that
should
guy.
Should be in prison.
Oh, God. I mean, that was the biggest taxpayer bailout in history. Yeah. And they're like, I pay no taxes. Shit, you pie hole. Okay.
Where did that voice come from?
I don't know. That's another new weird voice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just getting weirder.
Archie Bunker
it's
and Homer
documented
Simpson.
When you get older, you get weirder.
Yeah, well, yes.
Right.
There
okay.
you go.
Tony in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Steph.
The gentleman that called earlier, the African-American from Texas, that says he was in favor of the Stand Your Ground.
Right.
As I was pulling your screener, he's lost a lot of his facts because I'm a former resident of Dallas, Texas, and not only is it considered frontier justice, it's also a concealed carry state, and a lot of people don't know it's also one of the five Stand Your Ground states.
Oh.
And the crime you have there is normally just black on black, white on white, Hispanic against Hispanic, normal gun crime, and the occasional people defending their home against a burglar. But you don't have people just shooting into cars at random and jumping behind.
Right. And again, it cannot be stated enough, in both of these cases in Florida, they started the fight.
Yeah.
They pursued the fight, you know, and then said, oh, well, now I feel threatened because I feel like I'm losing in some way. So, mm-hmm. you know. At any rate, wow, we haven't had to run the disclaimer in quite some time about the screener.
In the history of radio, since the days of Marconi, listeners have called radio stations and have had conversations with a so-called screener who instructs prospective callers on the proper etiquette when calling a radio station. No foul language, no ethnic slurs, but most importantly, do not ever, ever say the following, as I was telling your screener. The radio host already knows that the so-called screener has been engaged in conversation with the prospective caller. It is assumed that the listener has, quote, told the screener something. That something being the information to be relayed to the radio host on the air. It is assumed that the listener would have the common sense to assume that the host is aware that the screener has had a conversation with the listener, presumably about what the listener was about to convey to the host,
right.
And that the whole thing has been a huge waste of time, and that you can't spell assume without ass, and furthermore, I hate you and your ass face. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephanie Miller Show, thank you. And besides, I think it should be noted that I don't think Travis actually listens to you anyway.
No.
Because he frequently gets the wrong name. Hi, Bob from Albany. I'm Jim. All right, fine. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Fred.
I'm just saying, he better, you know, hang in there with me because he can never do sales. Because you know how you always have to say the person's name over and over?
Oh, I can never
like,
do sales.
Here's why you need these shoes, Bill. My name's Paul. Right. The point is...
Point is, Ted.
The point is, Ted. Okay. Bill in Albany, I'm assuming your name is Bill.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right. Good job.
I just wanted to say on this, the whole problem with the guns in America. One of the things that really bothers me, and I grew up hunting. I grew up in the woods. I grew up with a gun in my hand. Is they let...
You grew up in the woods, literally, or was there a house in the woods?
Oh, yeah, I kind of spent most of my off hours. I had a place to sleep.
Okay.
You know, mom and dad were okay with that. But this concealed carry permit stuff, they let, and it's a shall issue state, Florida, which means when somebody wants to buy a gun, unless there's, like, a criminal history, they get it.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be the craziest, stupidest, racist nut.
Yeah, that's true. There's no screening for that. 58 minutes after the hour, coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alzraki next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, it is. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Why? I feel someone freshly triumphant in
that's
my sideline.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos Alzraki.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos Alzraki.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
What's that? Wait a minute, I can still hear Phoenix.
Thank you.
There's Carlos, crowd
tonight,
surfing.
Thank you, we love you.
Jumping
love
into
you,
the
Phoenix.
Mosh pit.
I love you. Thank you. God bless.
He is no longer a sexy liberal virgin.
It was so fun. Thanks for having me.
that was a lot of fun.
You were awesome. Yeah, go to, do we have still up some Norma in Arizona posted a whole thing, the clip of you and Jim.
Jim's
doing dueling Woody Allen's and De Niro.
Singing De Niro's.
Singing.
Jim was singing.
And there was a picture of you levitating off the stage, I believe.
Yeah,
doing
that was
been
remarkable.
Your baby falling off the bed while you're making a bath, for which I loved.
Which happened again, actually, recently. My daughter was standing on the ledge of the big tub. Oh, I went to turn the water, and then suddenly Sunset Boulevard, face down in like 6 inches of water.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm too high-strung to be a parent. I would tell them they're sick and make them live in a plastic bubble.
You're too high-strung to live on Earth.
Yeah. Right? I grew up watching Boy in a Plastic Bubble with John Travolta. I would just say, you are, Mommy, sorry, you're very sick. You need to stay. No.
Yeah.
I love you.
There's germs that could get you. Everything could kill you.
Kiss Mommy through the plastic.
Get one of those hazmat suits from Outbreak.
You literally were raising Arizona. You took both kids and the little woman.
Yeah, I did.
Did anybody drop the huggies? No?
Don't drop the huggies.
All right. So anyway, by the by, coming up very fast, yep. March 1st, Fort Lauderdale, Sexy Liberal. VIP tickets almost gone. There are a few of those $40 tickets left, and everything's going to be gone soon. Go, get it. Madison sold out. Forget about it. Chicago, go now.
Chicago, come on.
There's
Chicago.
A rumor Jim Ward will be.
Oh, we're going to be doing the Prats and Beer down in Chicago. I'll tell you that much, Jim.
Should be short sweater, April 26th.
Short sweater, forget about it. Down there in Lincoln Park by the zoo.
Oh, yeah. I was right there.
Come on.
Right by Lincoln Park.
Lake Michigan.
All you have to do is take the 151 bus up to Lincoln
That's
Park
right.
from the 151.
May
10th, we will be taking a left turn at Albuquerque.
Yep.
At the
That's where I bought most of my CDs. They're at the record store there, which is now gone. I don't know what's there now.
Tower Records.
Every record store is now gone.
Get you an Uno's.
Clark and Belden. That's where it was.
Clark and Belden.
Very cool. All right, and then Sexy Liberal Minneapolis just announced June 7th. Those tickets are going like crazy. Oh, my God, speaking of Chicago, did you see this will be the one and only time I agree with Justice Scalia.
Really?
Really?
What?
He said Chicago pizza.
Come on. Geno's East is so good.
But John Stewart got into the fray, too. He said not only is New York pizza better, Chicago is not pizza, it's... casserole.
It's pizza cake.
It's kind of like lasagna. It's a thick pie. It's a deep dish pie.
I'm a thin crust girl.
For those who like a lot of toppings, Chicago is better.
Like a lot of carbs.
It is like cake.
Carbs.
You're going to like run a marathon or two.
I was in Geno's. You know who I saw? Former player for, now he's on the Denver Nuggets. I saw Iguodala came in there to get the deep dish pizza.
Iguodala. Oh, yeah. My God.
Easy for you to say.
Iguodala came in.
All right. So you had some thoughts because you're not allowed to speak. Don't speak until you get in here.
Yeah, Travis and I were talking off air about the Stand Your Ground Law, which I posted.
Another version of as I was telling your screener.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. So we've been talking about the Michael Dunn verdict all morning.
The Michael Dunn. Hopefully he's done.
Yeah.
No pun intended. I said the results of these Florida Stand Your Ground cases have confirmed the fact that nothing has changed since the ending of Night of the Living Dead in 1968. Hey, he was in the window. I felt threatened. He wasn't a zombie. Well, he was black. Close enough. Unfortunately, this does have to be do with race, because black on black crime, white on white crime, this is a race thing. It is different from black on black and white on white. I'm sorry, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're all in agreement that maybe these kids maybe have not been angelic to the point where he said, can you tune your music down? They might have said, hey, listen, you blank, 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 but they're children.
If we're still doing Sexy Liberal when your kids are teenagers, you'll probably have the same story. Yeah. How's that go when daddy says turn the music down?
If it would have been a van full of white kids listening to Mumford and Sons,
the
outcome would not have been the same.
No. But in any case, maybe I'm just hypothetically saying this.
Right.
I've been in a situation where kids of all races have... or teenagers have said things to me, and unfortunately, I have to swallow my pride and say, God, I better get out of here. This is not a good situation for me.
Yeah.
As an adult, Mr. Dunn is not a car full of teenagers. He is an adult. If they want to escalate something, as an adult, he has a choice to move his car, go inside where his wife is, unless it's like Raising Arizona, and she's like, don't forget the huggies. And walk away. He had a choice to not escalate things. And what he is saying is that he cannot live with swallowing his pride and having teenagers threaten him and kick his ass. Carlos, what he can live with is killing one.
That's exactly right. What kind of dummy, first of all, picks a fight with a car full of look at, I don't like loud rap music either, but I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
walk
stupid.
Away.
Right, just walk away.
Yeah. Well, you have to live.
They don't call it rap.
You have to live with your pride being hurt by teenagers.
Yeah, how would that go for me?
This is
too
much.
Youngins, might you turn down the rap? Yeah. Not that I don't adore the puffy, icy people and all that, but you know what?
Could we have a little less of the funk?
It's a little. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
a little too much funk.
Listen, is an irresponsible gun owner. There are responsible gun owners, maybe concealed weapons owners that wouldn't have done what Dunn did. So it wasn't
right.
He
obviously, partly why he did it, because he knew he had a gun in the glove compartment.
On another episode of Dunn and the Gun, who else can I get in a fight with and exercise this stand your ground? This is great. I can keep on killing with this law.
And he was drunk. I mean, seriously, how do you think that's going to go for you? Start yelling at a bunch of strangers.
And he left. He shot and he left.
And if he was drunk, why wasn't he pulled over for?
Oh, and he was going
DWI.
To buy more booze. That's what he did when he went home. He ate a pizza and drank some rum and cokes.
So
yeah.
Even though people in a situation where it escalates may not be the most angelic, as an adult, Zimmerman and Dunn, as an adult, you do not have to engage. You are the adult. You are the adult. They are the children. You need to make an adult decision, which is to walk away.
Old Dr. Phil
y'all walk
ass.
Away. You need to make
you
a decision.
Need make
you
a
need
decision.
To walk away. Is
Julie
what
Dr. Phil's.
Wow. Yeah. No. We haven't done this one yet.
Now, if I want to be interrupted or interjected, I'm going to let you know when you can interrupt me. But you go ahead right now because I'm giving you permission.
Well, I'm telling you, if you read my book and the workbook that goes along with it, you'd know that in a situation like this, you can only walk away from
it. That's right. You can stroll.
Or you can shoot some kid and then spend the rest of your life.
Sash it away if you want to.
It's dueling doctors of ology. Yay!
Someday I'll do my Dr. Phil.
By the way, and I can tell that Fred wants you to do Far Away Dog because you've not done that.
I actually, after the show at the meet and grow, they were like, you didn't do Far Away Dog. Like, Matt, you did not do Far Away Dog. Like, I will not be ignored.
I will not watch you anymore because you failed to do Far Away Dog.
Oh, no, you've activated Fred. I was just kidding. Fred is not actually.
Where's the doggy?
I'm not going to be ignored.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's how good that impression is. Look at Fred. Don't.
Oh, my God.
And he's got Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life on his shirt.
Hello, Rocco. Yes, Heifer. Hello, you Rocco fans. Come on out to Madison, Wisconsin, or Fort Lauderdale in Florida.
You know what I realized? I felt down on the job.
What?
I totally forgot on panel to ask him to do arthritic poodle dancing for its food.
Oh.
That mistake will not be repeated in Fort Lauderdale.
Will not be repeated. And we'll do my glass hole bit a little later on when it fits.
That was a great bit.
Glass holes.
What is the basis of that bit that when you wear glasses?
Like, I played Garcia and I wore aviators, and that helped me be
in Reno 911.
Be an ass on TV. And so sometimes if you want to be an ass, you can just put on the glasses. We'll do something current, for example. Let's take the Republicans' view on women's rights, right?
Right.
If you ask a woman, like the woman said to you, hey, you got me pregnant, a normal person might say, oh, I'm sorry, I goofed up. I thought I had birth control. I must have had a hole in it. I thought you were on birth control. I'll do whatever you want. If you want to terminate or if you want to have the baby, I'd gladly be the father. This is what a glass hole says. You got me pregnant. Well, you got to control your libido, bitch. There you go.
All right. That's free simple. Speech PV crowd got to see that.
Yeah.
You can imagine the radio crowd. He put on his glass holes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get off topic with what we were talking about because this is serious. And hopefully Dunn will go to prison.
He is going to prison. But
unless they appeal.
And that's why people go, he'll probably go to prison for life anyway. It's like, but that's not the point.
You want
the
verdict.
The point is the laws, That you want a law that says this person's life has value.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Mary in Tucson. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm calling for two reasons. One, to sing the praises of Carlos' performance in Phoenix.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Carlos.
I feel so privileged. I feel so privileged having been there to see him get his sexy liberal cherry pop.
Yeah,
that's great.
Right.
But with respect to the Michael Dunn, I find it fascinating that the people who are calling in defending the Stand Your Ground laws tend to be men. And riffing on something that Carlos had said, that I think these Stand Your Ground laws allow these guys to respond to their infantile testosterone aggressiveness.
Yeah.
It allows them to regress into being a teenager or a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
George, and George Zimmerman, too, right? I mean, they, you know, boy, really big men with guns, aren't they?
It emboldens them to do stupid things.
Yeah, same thing. And, you know, as a mother, this whole thing sickens me because I'm sick of seeing mothers on TV crying and burying their kids.
That's absolutely right. That's what I was struck by yesterday. I was saying it's just another picture of an African-American woman with tears just streaming down her face. Because, you know.
Maybe we should be burying the guns instead of the kids.
Even if Dunn wasn't acting like an adult, even if it gets that far where he's not going to be an adult, even if he brandishes the weapon and says, hey, y'all, I got this gun and you better all shut up, at least there's a chance for it to stop. But not when you just pull it out and start clang, clang, clang. Because it's not like they jumped in Dunn's car.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. By the way, can I tell a terrible story about, speaking of Mary's rave review of Carlos?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a short story.
Okay.
About a performer's insecurity. Sweet Carlos, we were looking at all the Facebook and Twitter after the show. And Carlos is like, do they like the new guy okay? Aww, they love the new guy. It's hard to be the new kid. It's hard to be the new guy.
You little goof.
It's hard to be the new kid in class.
I know.
You didn't do the dancing poodle routine, you little goof.
God, I kind of forgotten all the confusion. I'll do it next time. I'm sorry, Wally.
Everybody loved the new kid. We're sexy liberals. We embrace the new kid in class.
You guys are gentle.
Aww. 18 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Coffee with sexy liberals. Carlos Alraki on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Go ahead. Laugh out loud in your cubicle. Everyone already thinks you're a left-wing lunatic anyway. It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
So they did like me, yeah?
They really loved you. They like you. They really like you.
Is it made of quotes? Off twits?
Go to Stephanie Miller Show Facebook. We posted the whole and the clip of Jim and Carlos singing Beatles and doing their dueling impressions. Oh, and Ken says Jim just came up with a great bumper sticker there. Bury guns, not children. Thank you, Jim Ward.
Yeah,
you're brilliant. I, however, remain a doofus, as you know, Chris.
What happened now?
You know when I go in the audience and I dance with someone? With sexy liberal?
Did you get someone pregnant finally?
Oh, no.
No, I picked the one girl who just had a broken leg.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, she's a pirate.
Diane, hi, Steph. I was the first girl in the audience you danced with at Sexy Liberal Phoenix. I'm just getting over a broken leg. It was my first night out for getting my cast off.
Oh,
way to go.
Even though I could barely walk, I was delighted to be swept out of my seat and swept off my feet by my hero, you. So there. Thank God I didn't break the other one. Okay.
You smell that? I smell a lawsuit.
I'm so glad you grabbed me to grope. It was the best physical therapy ever.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Diane from Bisbee, Arizona. Oh, here's a picture of two of our five dogs, Ziggy and Ching Ching. They love to watch the show. Hi, Ziggy. Hi, Ching Ching.
Bisbee is an awesome little city in southern Arizona.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said.
Yes.
Progressive little pocket.
It is. Mm. It really is.
Like Scottsdale?
It's an old mining town that was taken over by artists and hippies.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And
oh,
yeah. All the houses just look like they're tumbling down the side of a mountain.
They just
it's
like
really beautiful.
What are we going to do with all these Madison and Asheville it out?
Yeah. Exactly.
Turn this here into Asheville. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's rainbow lung disease.
All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Andrea in Palm Springs. Hello, Andrea. You're on with Carlos.
Good morning. Two quick points. There is an absentee father element in this case in that Michael Dunn had just attended his estranged son's wedding, whom he had hardly seen in 15 years.
Right.
Perhaps if he had been an engaged father, that would have enriched his soul or tempered his temper, so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, more seriously, the NRA is doing a happy dance over the whole race debate because it deflects from really the true aim. These laws indemnify gun owners from being sued. And if you lost a family member in any other way, you would at least have civil redress.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no other item in the country, a car, you know, stabbing somebody, you can still be held civilly responsible.
Yeah, and Andre, the other thing, you know, I don't know if you heard this black gentleman caller earlier. This is exactly what the NRA wants. He says, well, now I got to get a gun because I feel threatened in a lot of places.
Sure.
This is what's going to happen is because of Trayvon and now Jordan, people are going to go, well, black people are going to say, well, I got to get a gun too then. Because,
yeah.
I mean, this is exactly what the NRA wants.
I can agree with more people on the conservative side that some of these gun laws need to be enforced. There are many laws that aren't enforced, but where I disagree with the gun rights people is that they, NRA, cut funding to the ATF and the CDC so that there's no money to actually enforce these laws anymore because the funding's been cut. Is that what the NRA wants?
Right, right. And then they say it's the black guy's fault,
it's
meaning the president that is not enforcing the laws.
I say Black Panthers. Again, with that whole college, we should arm students on campus. Well, that all goes awry when you hear, we are the Pakistani Student Council and we are going to be fucking heat.
Oh, shit. We don't.
Shoot.
Hit the button.
Pretty sure he said shoot.
Free speech. Free speech.
He just went Elaine Stritch on our asses.
Yeah. I said shoot.
Did you see Elaine Stritch like drop an F-bomb on the Today Show?
Sorry.
That's okay. All right. Let's go to Chanel in Texas. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Chanel.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the Stand Your Ground law and that verdict. You know, it's just funny to me that this lady's name is Angela, and, you know, the root of her name is Angel. And I just thought, oh, my God, how could that be? If that causes me fear, you know? Anyway, I just wanted to make comment that, you know, I don't know, the loud music thing, you know, if we would just have more empathy. I think that, you know, last week I was at the gas station, and there were two white female teenagers, and their music was so loud, it shook the ground. And, you know, the first thing I felt was fear for them. I felt fear. I didn't feel fear of them. I felt fear for them because they're just teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And teenagers, I mean, when you think about, if this is not a black thing, if this is just a crazy, we're just not going to kill teenagers thing, when you look at the odds are stacked against the baby. They can't legally shoot. They can't legally carry a gun. I mean,
a
16-year-old can't go and buy a gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was
like the playing field is uneven, and we really need to start to think this thing through. If this is what we want, and if it is, we may want to just, I don't know, change the age limit where the kids can defend themselves. You know, for me, I'm an African American woman. You know that, but I love country music. And I can crank it up. So what if I offend somebody by cranking my country music up?
Yeah,
I would be offended.
We could stop somewhere.
Yeah.
But, again, I'm an adult. So if another adult and me get into an argument, we're two adults. I can have a gun. They can have a gun legally. But a kid can't have a gun.
Yeah, but then there we go again, more guns. Oh,
and then
we got
both fire at each other,
too.
And there goes a stray bullet when you miss and hits an innocent person.
Yeah.
I think responsible gun owners would agree, and perhaps my father-in-law would agree, that what would actually help the Stand Your Ground law is that when somebody does something like this, they are actually thrown into prison, charged with murder, and let people know that if you use a gun irresponsibly, it is your right to have a gun. But when you use it irresponsibly in this case, you will get the maximum sentence. And that would help both sides.
Yep. 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. She has a hard exterior, but deep inside she has a soft, nasty, slutty center.
All right, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Carlos Alzraki live in studio, fresh off the sexy liberal stage in Phoenix, and dropped an S-bomb on the show. You found out where our dump button is.
I did.
I used to, right after sexy liberal, I think it's okay to swear on the show, too. It takes us, you're coming down off, you know.
I'm a stand my swear law. I felt threatened. I felt threatened by Chris, and I had to swear.
Uh-huh. I love this. Actress Elaine Stritch
said
on the Today Show, Gawker says, this is the perfect moment of television. Kathy Lee Gifford provided the set, and then Elaine Stritch spiked an F-bomb right in her face.
Good for her.
Because she's Elaine Stritch.
Yes, exactly. What did you expect?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm Elaine Stritch.
All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, we were talking earlier about, I don't know if you know this, Carlos, there is a clown shortage in America. Although we were saying, somebody was saying, what about Stand Your Ground in relation to mimes, mm-hmm. because I think there's we have an overflow of mimes, and they threaten a lot of people.
The guy came out of his invisible box and was coming at me.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
So I shot him with my invisible gun.
Right. That's what Scott from Kenosha says. Mama, mimes would shoot clowns because mimes would have silencers.
That's funny.
All right,
that's
Scott.
How come the mimes are never serial killers like clowns?
Well, mimes, we were saying, could just go down in the basement. So if you
that's
could,
right.
Right. Or they could hide in their box.
To the ledge. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Or the wind. They couldn't stand their ground because the wind would blow them away.
Or they could lasso.
Right. Yeah. They could lasso you
with
so you would drop your gun.
With the rope of truth.
Yes. Mm. Thank you. Exactly.
Wow.
My point.
A Wonder Woman reference.
Okay. Laura in Oregon, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
I'm a lover of you guys so much and the whole sexy liberal crew.
Me to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sacred levity. Thank you for that. And I wanted to just comment. When somebody's got really loud music on or something, I just dance. Or I'm in my car and I'm moving. So usually when they see
I've done that before.
Enjoying their music, they turn it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on a more serious note, you know, I'm kind of an amateur psychologist, and I noticed a similarity with both Zimmerman and Dunn as they were predisposed. Mm-hmm. You know, they were paranoid, especially when it came to young male Black people.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you live in a state that has you stand your ground and they're all psychologically cocked, loaded and ready to go, and they're carrying a gun, you know, so, you know, if you have a friend that tends to talk like that, you know, racist
right.
and blaming, you know, and worried and paranoid and in fear,
yep.
maybe it's good to kind of temper that a little bit.
Yep.
We're kind of responsible to kind of help the people that are mentally, you know, unstable.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
maybe
what?
His girlfriend.
By the way, she sounded a little like Elaine Stritch, so I can see she was saying gun cock.
Cock, yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe his girlfriend or wife could have done a little garp in the car before she went in and relaxed him a little bit.
Really?
Carlos Luis Alice Rock.
Come on, that's the way you solve it. Come on, man.
But you saw how that ended in garp.
Yeah, I know. See, that's what I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Bye-bye, tongue.
Speaking of racial issues, this headline just made me laugh. Rand Paul thinks he's the Republican to appeal to minorities.
What?
Yeah, the guy that's a little iffy on the Civil Rights Act.
Oh, Civil Rights. Right.
And women at the rally he had when he was running, he was running, 4 years ago? And that guy gets stomped on that lady's neck.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
As you
that's
do.
The way to treat women.
Right. There you go. He said, I'm concerned that if we put forward the same sort of candidate again, then we won't be successful. The candidate Republicans need, Paul reasons, is him. He's
right.
the only one who can appeal to minorities.
Whatever.
Like people who have bad toupees, that minority.
Right. Oh, right. Exactly. He said, I think our message has great appeal. Okay. If you are part of any kind of group that ever has been mistreated in history, that could be African Americans, Jewish Americans. You know what would have helped if he didn't have that, you know, Klan guy as his advisor?
Yeah.
He had, his top aide, Jack Hunter, he used to be a shock jock radio host who espoused neo-Confederate views on the air into the mid-2000s. He once suggested that John Wilkes Booth's heart was in the right place when he shot President Lincoln. Yes.
Just trying to get Black people more jobs where they work for less than minimum wage. Free.
Jonathan Chait at New York Magazine points out there is a reason racists are attracted to libertarians like Paul's. He said the logic of Southern white supremacy and the logic of libertarianism run along some similar lines. They both express themselves in terms of opposition to federal power and support for states' rights. His father, Ron Paul, has similarly unsavory fans, and in the early 90s, of course, published those racist newsletters that he said he didn't know anything about what was in the Ron Paul newsletter,
right.
did he?
No.
He had no...
My name's on it, but that's
I had no idea Bridge was being shut down. What?
What?
Same
what?
Story.
What? Greg in Chicago, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, I thought that the reason that the judge was sentencing the guy to a long term in prison is because he told him that the right to stand your ground law does not allow you to fire indiscriminately. That's why he's going away to prison.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't allow you to fire indiscriminately at anybody for anything.
Right. Well, that's what we were saying is ironic, that he's not really going to prison for killing the one teenager. It's because he happened to fire more shots at a fleeing car. It makes no sense, and it's this law. Dave in California, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Good. Good, good. Go ahead.
I just was calling. I told the screener, I don't usually agree with you on a lot of things.
All right.
I'll tell you that up front.
Okay.
I am a gun owner. I was raised conservative, but I like to be open-minded, so I listen to your program every morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Just a comment about the stand your ground thing. You said something earlier that I actually really agree with you for once.
I know.
I am a gun owner. I own a lot of guns. I have a concealed carry permit. But earlier you said that responsible gun owners should be behind somebody like this going to prison for an act like this, and I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, something has happened. Something has happened today. I agree with Judge Scalia for the only time in the universe that Chicago pizza is tasty, but not really pizza. Yeah. Okay.
Like Dave, I'm open-minded. I get into discussions with my father-in-law about gun control. We disagree quite a bit, but there are some facets of his argument that I agree.
Oh, you went gun shooting with your father-in-law when you were in Arizona.
I fired a .22 competition pip.
You're required to shoot something when you go to Arizona.
Right, rifle at 100 yards and hit my target. Thank you very much. I fired a 1903 Russian rifle that had some mega caliber on it and hurt my shoulder. And
I was
going to
say, I bet you there's
Beretta
some kickback
on
that.
It was very fun. But, yeah, I do agree with Dave that, I think everybody that's responsible, quote unquote, on either side of the argument can agree that if you enforce tougher laws when a gun is used irresponsibly, it helps all sides of the argument.
For example, the target range shouldn't be right in front of a nursing home.
No.
Or
right.
Kindergarten.
Well,
yeah.
Depends.
Right.
Where's my waffle? Over there.
Pull.
Oh.
Triscuit. Triscuit. Mike in West Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Highlight of my day.
Oh, hello.
Solar sunshine of my life.
Thank you.
Okay, don't go overboard.
And all the other sexy liberals, I just wanted to point out, too, it's ironic that the House, when Reagan was president, used, with the NRA influence, a discharge petition to actually get the semi-automatic weapons back on the street along with the extended clips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now the liberals are talking about using it for minimum wage and for immigration reform, and the right wing's heads are exploding.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
It's just ironic.
It is ironic. It is in the Isn't It Ironic file.
How dare you help
Isn't people. It ironic? I really do think. Why, thank you. Chris in Kentucky, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, go ahead.
You made the comment, and I agree with you, that more guns is never really the solution. But what if attending more religious services was the solution for lowering crime? Would you be in favor of that?
Well, if that is a means to help you live a better life, yes. You could argue that.
That's why we have freedom of religion, sure.
Yeah, attend more. Whatever makes you a better person, if it's going to see a therapist, if it's going to church, if that works, sure, I would be in favor of that.
Well, when I was in college, one of the professors of U of I did a study in the county I lived in, had the highest gun ownership in the state of Illinois, but the lowest crime rate.
Mm-hmm.
It also had the highest church attendance rate, and he had attributed the low crime rate to the high church attendance rate.
Yeah, that could be attributed.
So do you think we should be required to go to church? Is that what you're saying?
My thing is, if you're wanting to restrict a person's Second Amendment rights, you ought to be able to have your First Amendment rights restricted for the same cause.
Huh? What does the First Amendment have to do with going to church?
Freedom of religion or freedom of religion.
Yeah, that's in the First Amendment.
Right, no, right, but I mean, I don't, I got lost somehow in this discussion. If you're saying it,
you're wanting to restrict a person's Second Amendment right.
I don't want to restrict a person's Second Amendment right. I don't agree with the Stand Your Ground law.
But that's something you think. Other people disagree with you.
Well, that's
other
a state by state law, though.
It's not
a federal thing. Right. But I don't think you can necessarily just attribute the fact that there weren't as many guns, much gun violence, to just people going to church. It might have more to do with it being a homogeneous population where everybody knew everybody.
Right.
Was he suggesting that we should
force people to go to church?
Sounded like that. Right. Right.
Or we'll shoot you.
I have a problem with
that. I think he was playing trap a liberal.
Yeah. I've never shot... Well, I've only shot a gun on a range, and I've never killed anybody, and I don't go to church or believe in God, so...
What?
That blows his argument out of the water.
With a gun?
Well, you must have killed somebody, because you don't go to church.
Right, you godless... Okay.
It's only logical. Heathen.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
That made my...
I was being nice to him.
That
works for you, that's fine. But I don't think it necessarily is the end all be all.
No, you can't force people to believe
being
something.
Being able to carry guns in church, who can't admit that that's probably the best idea?
You forgot to drop into the collection plate.
Some people want to use communion wafers as clay pigeons.
As ninja swords. Ninja stars.
And body of Christ.
Boom!
Got it.
Cup of salvation. Nope, that was my blood. Or my blood.
No, 45 minutes after the hour, right back with it's the sediment of the Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to 50 minutes after the hour. Do I have to do everything around here? The answer is yes. You know what I was just doing during the break
What
there?
Happened?
I was making sure Carlos got his flight book, so we're on the same flight to Fort Lauderdale for Sexy Liberal.
Miller Travel.
For March 1st. Miller Travel, hold please.
That would be relaxing in coach.
All right. Please join Carlos Alzraki and John Fugelsang and I at Fort Lauderdale Sexy Liberal. And then Judy Tenuta and Jackie Schechter.
That's right.
Will be our celebrity guest panelists. Very, very
excited.
Pardon me?
She's awesome, Judy Tenuta.
Yeah, she is.
All right. And she did ask me that. What would be required of the goddess? And I said, just to be the goddess. Be the goddess. Bring the accordion. Show up.
Yep.
All right. You guys, of course, did dueling Woody Allen's at the Phoenix Sexy Liberal.
Yeah, facetious, didactic.
It was both facetious. Yeah, facetious and didactic. Did you see that a Broadway attendee heckled Woody Allen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Cocker brings us the news. While Woody Allen shuffled out of a matinee performance of After Midnight, and that's on Broadway, one audience member loudly proclaimed, "I think he did it."
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. The vigilante heckler was over 60 and female. Woody Allen appeared unfazed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to be phased before you can be unfazed.
You know,
you never actually appeared in Star Trek, so phase it was not. It's not my thing.
No, that means.
Yeah. Well, I have been stunned before.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. If she would have been young and hot, I would have engaged her in an argument.
60.
Jesus. 60. I mean, because that's withering away like a
grape. That's like 1,000 in Woody Allen years. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, Chris, we missed this. This is very...
Oh?
A reality show. A snake handler dies from...
Oh, I love
snake
it.
Handling. Snake bite.
Refused to take medicine.
Snake handling Kentucky pastor. Right. Who appeared on the National Geographic television reality show Snake Salvation.
Mm-hmm.
What he really needs is turtle salvation.
That is in the very the tragic, isn't it, ironic file. Yeah. You remember the guy that invented the Segway?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Over.
He drove a Segway off a cliff.
Yes.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah, I really do think.
Don't you think?
Very sad. Yeah, yes. Okay. This is just an isn't that oh my god that's so random file. Lady Gaga was bitten by a slow loris.
What's a slow loris?
You have to be really slow, don't you, to get bitten by a slow loris?
No. Slow lorises are the cutest things in the world.
I would think Mitch McConnell could get bitten by a slow loris.
Remember that video we watched of the slow loris eating a rice ball?
Right.
Aww.
It was adorbs.
Is it like a little lemur, little creature thing?
Kind of like
it has big, bulgy eyes, and he's like, whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Got a little Ann Coulter disease.
He's obviously startled by one of Lady Gaga's wigs or something. Yeah. Oh, what?
Or her real face.
Yeah. Now, fast Loris. You have to watch those.
Yeah.
Medium Loris is quite dangerous, but if you've got not a bicycle,
you
you're able to get away.
You can distract the medium
Loris. I was almost nicked by a medium Loris.
Look, over there. It's a fast Loris.
But I stood my ground and I blew him away.
Oh,
thank
look,
goodness
it's a
for that law in Florida. But it allows you to stand your ground against medium Lorises.
David, in speaking of Florida, in Tampa. Hello, David.
Hey, Stephanie. Yes. I was calling to let you know that the issue with Stand Your Ground is that these two cases, Trayvon and Dunn, are not Stand Your Ground cases. They're self-defense cases. And that's a little nuance of Florida law. And where the problem is everybody thinks that Stand Your Ground means, you know, we've got the Wild West down here. But Stand Your Ground says you don't have a duty to retreat. But self-defense says you can, in fact, be the aggressor, and as you're retreating, if you feel that you're in fear, then you can use deadly force.
Which is both stupid and
dumb. Someone's calling you on your giant 1940s telephone.
No, that's your phone.
Oh, it is? Yes. Never mind. I've got to get my giant 1940s
It's so sad. Neither law encourages anybody to be an adult and walk away.
Right.
The Bible says to turn your other cheek. No, the Bible says to stand your ground. It doesn't say turn the other cheek. Jesus said, don't turn your cheek, get your gun out, and engage in a heavy, heated argument.
You know why
that's
happening?
Why?
Because I have new phone service that I can't figure out how to do a voicemail.
They're calling about me and the tour.
Really?
Yes.
They didn't tell you how?
No. Natan tried to find out, but it was not correct. So that'll just keep going. That'll be still going tomorrow when we start the show.
I'm sure the website has a video tutorial.
The phones are ringing. Get your tickets. You can hear the phones ringing up. You just got to spin
it. Now it's turned into a telethon now.
That's right.
All right.
Please make your donations.
All right. Obviously, 2016, we're in election year sexy liberal,
right.
2014. Yeah. 2016 will be here before we know it.
Right.
Are you a Hillary guy?
Yeah, I've still got a problem with her voting for the Iraq war. Got to get over it.
Oh, come on. We got to get over
gotta,
it. We got to
I don't
on.
Know.
Headline is, yes, pundits, Hillary has the 2016 nomination in the bag. There is going to be part of this. Can you remember every storyline in the, because, you know, the belt, they just need, pundits need, they need a story somehow.
Right. Yeah.
And so every storyline they had, for instance, about Barack Obama was wrong. Remember? I mean, every single story that they had was just, oh, he's never going to win this, he can't win that, there's no way I'll beat Hillary, he can't win this vote, he can't, you know, anyway. But that's what they're saying. Robert Shrum wrote this, unable to tolerate the idea of a one-woman race, political pundits are pretending Hillary Clinton isn't the inevitable 2016 Democratic nominee. They just like fighting. That's what they like. Handicappers, and remember, that's how I got kicked off, what's his name's show? On Fox.
Cavuto?
Yes.
Hey.
Because he talked about how long the primary was, the Democratic primary, which, as you recall, was very, very contentious.
Yes, it was.
And he said, oh, it's going to go on, hopefully. It was, like, a lot longer. You remember, it seemed like forever.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, you'd like that at the Fox News, wouldn't you?
Storyline. Is it possible?
And he said, are you implying that Fox News is in some way partisan?
No. Roger
Ailes. Says no.
Upstanding.
Handicappers in the presidential race abhor the opposite of a vacuum, a campaign 2 years out where one candidate seems to blot out the entire field. Thus, a mini chorus now arises and may swell, questioning Hillary Clinton's apparent lock on the 2016 Democratic nomination. But, you know, honestly, he's basically saying, and I think that's true, that I don't think in our history we've had something that this is pretty close to a lock, I think, you can get.
Pretty much in figurative terms, Hillary is the hippo, and all the other candidates are the birds that just land and peck off the stuff off
their
skin.
And by the way, I love Senator Warren. I got to meet her.
Can they run together?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Two female ticket?
Yeah, do you think America's ready for girl on girl? I don't know.
You know what? That would be a great ticket because Warren has the economic chops and Hillary has the foreign policy
but
chops.
Our friend Charlie Pierce has told us this over and over. He's very close to Elizabeth Warren. That's how I met her.
Right.
Because remember Charlie like shoved me? He literally shoved me. He's like, go, you're going to miss her. It was at a luncheon at the inauguration.
Cinderella.
Anyway, she's not running. He keeps telling us, and she also signed the letter with all the other Democratic women senators that they support Hillary. He makes a good point. Tea Party purists crave kamikaze candidates like Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. Democrats are intent on holding the White House for 12 or 16 years because so much hangs in the balance, from economic fairness and Obamacare to climate change and the makeup of the Supreme Court. So,
but we also have learned that the House of Representatives can block legislation, so sometimes winning the White House is not as effective as you.
That's why we have to keep the Senate. Please, people. Yes. Carlos Alzrocki, we love you. Go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook. Do it. Get it. We will see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.